of who God is, but on the holiness of God. In Isaiah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. In Revelation chapter 4, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. We sang, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Sometimes those who know me best know that I will say something over and over and over, repeat myself when I'm really excited about it. And if we could just, sometimes we have to just allow ourselves to ponder and to reflect on who he is and let the truth of who he is wash over us. And so if we would just join together here in the sanctuary in the overflow on Facebook, if you're watching there, and would we just pray those together out loud? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Let's just pray that together for a few moments. Just follow my lead. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Meditate on it as you say it. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And let's switch to this prayer. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Let's declare it together to the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Let his presence wash over you as you declare who he is. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. And let's lift our voices like we really believe it together. Let's declare it. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. One more time. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. And let's also now just sing one more time that chorus and declare the Lamb, the one who is worthy, that he is holy as well.
Cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we cry and we declare that you are holy, that you are high and exalted and lifted up, that you are the God who is self-existent and self-sufficient, that you are the eternal one, the one who was and is to come. That you are the unchanging one in a world that is always changing and in our lives that are always changing. You are the one that we depend on as the unchanging one. You are glorious. you're wonderful. Continue to allow us to taste and see your glory and your wonder this morning together. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated at this point, and the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. We want to take the next few moments to look at two more sections as they go. And this section, this first section, would be our coming aware of the manifest presence of God. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the everywhere presence of God, the omnipresence. The manifest presence is when we become aware of his always presence, his immediate presence, close to us presence. We become aware of his manifest presence. In Isaiah 6, we saw this. We saw in Isaiah 6:1, it said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. There was an awareness of his presence, his there with us presence. And when Isaiah became aware of his manifest presence, he brought in this vision into the throne room of God. He sees God and he sees himself. Woe to me, I cried, I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips and I live among a people of unclean lips and my eyes have seen the King. It's God's presence manifests. In this vision, he has seen God, the Lord Almighty. And then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken tongs from the altar with. And with it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and atoned for. A couple weeks ago, we just celebrated that fact, that even when we are in the presence of God and we see his greatness and our unworthiness, that he makes a way. He makes a way for us to be worthy. He makes a way for us to be welcomed. He makes a way for us to come in, and that is through Jesus. Jesus has made the way that we, unholy as we are, can be made holy and righteous in the presence of God through the shed blood of Jesus. That is good news. That is good news. We come aware of his manifest presence. In Revelation 1:17, John says, when I saw him, he had this vision of Jesus. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. The manifest presence of God overwhelmed John. The manifest presence of Jesus. He saw him in his glory. He saw him in his power. And it brought him to a place of utter just being overwhelmed by God. When we come aware of the manifest presence, and that happens as we worship him, that happens as we give our attention to him. We become more and more open to his presence that's everywhere, but becomes aware to us. He's manifestly present. And we are humbled. We're going to sing a couple more songs here. And however you choose to do this, you can stand, you can sit, you can come to the altar just to spend time with God. However the Lord would lead you, we just want to come aware of his presence in a greater way. You may want to use this prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, and maybe during, after we sing for a little bit, we can put this prayer back up and put it on back and forth for a little while. And you might want to use this as a time coming out of the time singing just to pray, God, would you help me? Would you, as Paul prayed, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better, so you may know who he is more, you may know him personally better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, Jesus, and appointed Jesus to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. You may want to use this prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, to say, Lord, would you help me to come aware more and more of your manifest presence in these moments together. So let's sing these songs. Let's wait upon God as we do that. And then we'll just spend a short time after of just in personal, independent prayer of just seeking God, saying, Lord, help us, help me to come aware, reveal your manifest presence to me more and more.